So, Steve, a few signings through the door. Let's start with your latest one today. Danny Collins has come into Rotherham United. What do you like about him?
Well, I think what every manager likes about him, Rob, he's a big, strong, true competitor who loves to defend. It's not very common in today's football that they actually love to have a clean sheet and make sure that the opposition don't get sight of the goal. So, watched him in three or four occasions later in the season, live matches where I've gone and watched them. And he's been very good, and obviously I've been speaking on and off a little bit to him, and became aware he was in serious discussions with two clubs in the Championship, and I made my move to have a chat with him. And I have to give credit to the boy. The terms were very simple. That was easy. It was about showing him a route to playing football, and if he can demonstrate on the pitch the type of performances he did in the latter end at Forest, and particularly for most of his career, he's one hell of a signing for us.
I'm guessing he wants football, doesn't he, Steve? I think he played only a handful of games last season, and at 34, he's going to want to play, isn't he? And do you think that's what really appeals here?
Yeah, because if it had been purely and solely finance, he'd have been off on his travels around the country to two Championship clubs and perhaps making the sacrifice away from family and such like in the North East that he would have to do if it was chasing money. But you know, he wants to play football. That's inside him now. I know he was hurting last season, especially when he got back in the team. I think everyone outside Nottingham Forest thought he was simply outstanding in numbers of games, and then lost his position in the team again. So I think he's hurting and comes into us with a little point to prove.
Now, Manny Ledesma, another very interesting signing that has come in this week, Stephen. We know that you really liked him when he was on loan. So just how pleased are you to bring him back to Rotherham?
Oh, delighted. You know, we thought that Manu would have been attracted again to perhaps the two or three other clubs in the Championship, one a particular rival of ours, but that's irrelevant. It's you know, Manu had the opportunity to go to a number, but I've spent most of the summer talking to him while the kid's been in Argentina. It's, I dread to think what the Tony Stewart phone bill's going to be in my phone, but I've spent quite a lot of time talking to that part of the world, and It's great news. We've got him in the door.
The report was that Sheffield Wednesday were interested in Manny Ledesma. So have you beaten Wednesday to sign him?
Well, I don't know. I genuinely don't get into what interest is given to other players from particular football clubs. Manny Ledesma is a very, very talented boy. So I'd be surprised if any good football club at Championship level doesn't want to secure his services. He was simply stunning for us in a loan period. Went back to his parent club, and listen, when you've got the resources and when you've got the squad that Middlesbrough had last season, hence why they get to the playoff final, then you can always maybe have a touch of understanding as to why Manny's not involved with them. But for us, it's not about any other club. We're just delighted to secure him.
I remember when his loan ended during the season, Steve, and I remember leaving the training ground, and he came back actually to come and see you before he was heading back to Middlesbrough. And I got the sense then that this was a player who was quite keen to return.
Yeah, I think we tried our level best. You know, we once again, our chairman was prepared to open our checkbook, and it's no hidden secret that we had, you know, two or three six-figure offers turned down by his parent club at that time to get Manu on a permanent basis, but we couldn't get it over the line. And, you know, I always maintained a relationship with Manu and said I'd like the opportunity to work with again. And I think it's played a major part in him deciding to come to the Millers. Another major factor was the support he got from the seats, from the supporters, who in his short spell with us made it clear what they thought of him. So he's a lovely kid. If he comes home with your daughter, you'd be quite happy. He lives right, he's a true professional, and our supporters will enjoy, hopefully, Manny deliver the type of performances he did whilst he was on loan.
Now, Lewis Buxton and Joe Matic have also come in as well, and when you look at Danny Collins and Manny Ledesma, you can sense there's a bit of a theme here, Steve. Are you really sort of ramping it up for the Championship experience? Do you think that's absolutely crucial as this team moves forward and adapts and changes with new personnel?
Yeah, I think it's well documented that we probably took too many players up to the Championship last season that could go up and excel for 6, 7, 8, 9 games, but to do it over 46 games, all the experienced managers in the Championship did tell me then, and have since told me that, you know, you find out who can really cut it when they go 46 games, and, you know, it tells way before that. So, you know, the likes of Buxton and the likes of Joey Mattock, you know, they come in with good, solid experience of playing in the Championship. And it has to be said, when those two lads played, particularly at Wednesday, it's no hidden secret with those two and the boy in goal were big reasons as to why they had such a good defensive record.
You're being heavily linked with other players, Steve. I'm not going to throw a million names at you. But the one that I want to ask you about is James Tavernier, because that's sort of emerged this week. And you talked there, you've signed Lewis Buxton already. Are you still interested in James Tavernier at all?
Well, I think I've made it a policy of not naming names, if you like. But, I've just been on the pro licence and out in Prague watching the Euro under-21s. And, you know, I had many chats with a new Wigan manager about James Tavernier, but as yet, he remains a Wigan player.
Also, sold Carrie Arneson recently, and I guess that is a move that will have come with a degree of sadness for you, Steve, because he did a great job for Rotherham in helping you get up to the Championship. But could you just talk us through that move?
Well, I think if you could single one player in my 3 years who epitomises everything that we've achieved would be Carrie Arneson. But what people don't know, outside of the close people to me, is if Steve Evans gives his word, it's his bond. And I gave my word to Carrie Arneson when we signed him, and so did our chairman, that if the chance ever came for us to allow Carrie to return to his homeland or very next to or near his homeland, and that opportunity came, then we would look at it more favourably than we would for any other approach at any other time. And the opportunity come, they've given, has to be said, to Carrie just a personally fantastic offer, and they gave us a fantastic offer. You know, when you're getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds for a player who's 33 in a few weeks' time, you tend to think we've had two promotions, a successful year staying in the Championship, and then we get that type of money and we send him on to much better things. And Carrie's become a personal friend, and he'll be a personal friend for many years from now.
And just to finish, you're a manager who loves to get his business done, and I know that you'll want that squad set up before you head off to Scotland for your pre-season games there. So are you expecting anything else to happen over the next few days, Steve? This must be a very busy time for you.
There'll certainly be another one before we go to bed tonight, that's for sure, unless something goes dramatically wrong. I'm just heading to a meeting now. That should be good news for the Millers again later today, and we'll continue chats with players and their representatives over the weekend. I've already taken the chairman's diary and ignored the wonderful weather that we're going to get in the next 2 days, and penciled them in for a few meetings. And when our chairman comes to meetings, it normally means business gets done.